Chodesh Tov, and welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back from our busy day to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you for making this call part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the first day of Cheshvan here in the United States. And already, Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, the second day of Cheshvan in Eretz Yisrael. This month, the month of Bracha, and Simcha, Nechama, Yeshua, and we continue to daven for our brothers and sisters in Israel, that the 13 Kedoshim, whose bodies are still being held in Gaza, be returned for proper burial without delay. We continue in a state of shock in dedicating these calls throughout the Shloshim in memory of OU Executive Vice President Rabbi Moshe Howard, Zichrono Livracha. His loss continues to weigh heavily on our hearts here at the OU and around the world. With each day, I realize more and more just how special he was and just how much we will miss him. On behalf of the OU, it is my privilege to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Dr. Josh Joseph, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer at the OU, to share words of Divrei Chizik, as well as share some thoughts and reflections on Rabbi Howard Zitzal. Following Rabbi Joseph's remarks, I am very grateful for him being with us, as he is en route right now. And so I really, really appreciate that he was able to find the time to be with us on a very, 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 very challenging week. I will take over for the recitation of Tehillim for Perek. We'll read Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, we'll recite Achenu, both Hebrew as well as in English, another legacy of Rabbi Hauer that he shared with us a few years ago. Someone on this call, she might be on right now, she emailed saying, it's such an incredible tefillah. Can we say Achenu in English as well? And Rabbi Howard emailed me that day, said, can we do that? Happens to be, it was a week before October 7th. That will be followed by the Mishaberach for our dear and brave Chayalim, and we will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, during which I will pause for about 30 seconds, so that each of us can insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. One technical housekeeping note, some of you, like myself, may have received the email for today's call twice. Without getting too deep in the weeds, the reason for that is because we merged several of our email lists in order to reach a broader audience. If you called in today for the first time, welcome. Thank you for joining us, and I sincerely hope that you will continue to do so. Each additional person on the line is another Jew learning Torah and helps amplify and elevate our collective tefillos, our collective prayers, to a higher level. Please note that come Monday, our next scheduled call, you will only receive one email, so I do apologize for those who may have received it twice today. We've been most fortunate over the past few days to have on a number of Rabbanim who knew Rabbi Howard best. Today is no exception, and perhaps in all likelihood, over the past several years, nobody has worked closer, hand in hand with Rabbi Howard, than his partner, his brother, his chavrusa, Rabbi Joseph. For those of us who have the incredible privilege to be a part of the OU, to work on behalf of Klal Yisrael, we have had the great fortune of witnessing the most beautiful symphony and model of respect, humility, and reverence demonstrated in the manner with how Rabbi Howard Zitzal and Rabbi Joseph have led the OU. I need to underscore just how unique and special their relationship was, and how it set the tone trickling down in how each of us at the OU approach our avodas kodesh, but also in how we interact with one another as colleagues. In fact, I'm just thinking, I don't believe that I've ever been around both Rabbi Howard Zatzal and Rabbi Joseph where I didn't see the two of them hug one another. The admiration, the love, and the respect that they had for each other was unworldly. And how I wish that I could see another one of those hugs. Although he's here to share his reflections on the hour, I must also share with you, like your participants on this holy call, that while we mourn the tragic loss of Rabbi Howard Zatzal, simultaneously how deeply fortunate and blessed the OU and really the entire Jewish people are to have Rabbi Joseph at the helm. Besides being a visionary, a model of humility, and a Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Joseph is a friend, a mentor, and really the image of what I strive for, particularly in witnessing his deep emunah and the Vegas Tahashem. And I don't want to take any more time, as I know he's already on his way to his next meeting. So b'chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Joseph.
Thank you so much, Rav Naftali. It's truly amazing what you do every single day here. And I want to thank all the participants for joining today and elevating the neshama of my father, as you point out, Rebbe, Rav Moshe Yisrael ben Rav Binyamin, Zichrono Tzadik Livracha. I also want to give you a particular thanks because when you're speaking about him, of course, you made me begin to cry, and then you started talking about me, which gave me a chance to collect my thoughts. I've had the opportunity, sadly, over the last week to hear so many stories about Rabbi Hauer. I thought I had known everything. We spent every day hand in glove. And people coming out of the woodwork, literally, to tell a story, a chesed, a project that Rabbi Hauer was involved in, but Sina, quietly, not telling anybody about it, just doing his amazing work, being the amazing person that he is. And that was underscored yesterday as I walked around our offices and just went one-to-one to ask how people are holding up, how people are doing, or sometimes a question that has no answer. And the responses that I got were people telling me stories, their story with Rabbi Hauer, or a Dvar Torah that they had heard from him, or a Dvar Torah that they thought best represented him. And so I thought maybe that would be an opportunity today to share some of their Torahs about Rabbi Hauer that were really aligned with his Torahs. And I want to give a shout out to my colleague Daniel Gordon, who is the Chief Operating Officer at NCSY, and another colleague, Ed Abramovich, who happens to be at NCSY, separately at different moments in the day, sharing ideas of Torah that I hope to share with you today. Interesting pasuk in our parsha. The Mipnei Mehamabo, that Noah, when he went into the Teva, embraces Perek Zion, Pasuk Zion, that Noah went into the ark due to the waters of the flood. Rashi asks the question, what does it mean, due to the waters? Why? Of course, he knew that the waters were coming. And he quotes the Medrash, Af Noach Miktanei Amanahaya, Noah too was one of those of little faith. Mamin ve'eno mamin shiyavo hamabo. He believed, but didn't fully believe that the flood would actually come. In other words, Noah didn't enter the Teva. He didn't enter the ark until he saw with his own eyes that the waters of the flood of the mabo had started to fall. How could this be? How could Noah, who was the biggest tzaddik of his generation compared to Avram Avinu, have even the smallest doubt, the smallest suffix that the words of Hashem wouldn't be fulfilled? Didn't he spend 120 years listening to Hashem, doing the avoda, following every single detail? His whole life dedicated to Hashem? How could it be that he was of those of little faith? Rabbi Yitzchak Avorki, also Rabbi Yisrael Yitzchak Kalish, Hasidic Rebbe, living in the end of the 18th century and into the mid-19th century, Talmud of the Chose of Lublin or Simcha Bun of Pshischa, said, of course, Rashi can't say that Noah had little faith. He said we need to move the comma in Rashi's comment. Af Noach, even Noach, Miktana Amana Haya Mamin. Even Noach believed in those who had diminished faith. And he felt that they would do tshuva before the flood came. Therefore, Ve'eno Mamin Shiyavo Hamabo. Noach did not believe that the flood would come. He waited to the last minute because he believed that everybody would be chozer b'tshuva. We know that you can be makabel, you can have a kinyan on your life and on your existence even up to the very last moment. Eino mamin shiyavo mabel. He didn't believe the mabel would come because he believed that the people would repent at the last minute and Hashem would have no basis for destroying them and for destroying humankind. Rabbi Hauer believed in everyone's potential, even those who maybe others didn't believe in, more likely those who didn't believe in themselves. He believed in the power and the achdus of the Jewish people. He believed in his family. He believed in his OU family. He believed in us. And he believed in me. And he ultimately believed in people getting along in Shalom. Ela told us, Noach, we know at the beginning, Tamim Haya Bedorosav. Rashi there cites, Yesh Mirabosenu Dorshim Osolashvach. There are those of our rabbis who said that this was a positive. It was something to his merit. Hoshim Ilu Haya Bedor Tzadikim Haya Tzadik Yoser. Even if he had been in a generation that had been surrounded by righteous people, he would have even been more righteous. The Yesh Dorshim Osolignai. And there are those who interpret it for the negative. He was only a rabbi. For example, he would not have been thought of for very much at all. Rav Avraham Rivlin Yeshiva from Yeshiva Karim B'Yavna beautifully explains that there's a difference between the beginning and the end, the Yesh Shadorshim. At the beginning, it refers specifically to Rabboseinu, our rabbis. There are those among Rabboseinu, our teachers, our rabbis, the Yesh Shadorshim. It doesn't say the word Rabboseinu. That's because if you don't darshan Noach b'shavach, if you don't see the good in Noach, then they aren't me Rabboseinu. Rabbi Hauer, working with Rav Naphtali, working with us all across the OU, worked with Rabbanim to help them to see always the good. Spoke about the other day that he always wore Avis Yisrael colored lenses. He wore Avis Hashem colored lenses. Ohev Yamin Liros Tov. He changed our perspective by sharing his love, by sharing the good, seeing the good in the perspective. That helped us to see the world and see people always looking for the good. He helped us to believe in ourselves. He helped us to believe in each other. This was the gift of Rabbi Moshe Hauer, Chaver, Zichrono HaTzadik Lebracha. We miss him, but we will live on in seeking out the good in each other, in seeking out to be one of Rabboseinu, looking for the good, looking and to be mamin in those who may not be mamin, and those who struggle, and believing that someday, even those who are Ketanei Amana, that they will return, and they will return soon, as he believed, and we will all repent and come together to bring about Zman HaMashiach.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Joseph. Really, really appreciate having you on. We look forward, please God, Amir Tashem, to a future opportunity to have you back on the Daily Tehillim call. At this time, we're going to move forward with the recitation of Tehillim. We'll begin with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lam Natsayach, Mizmor LeDavid, Yancha Adonai V'yom Tzara, Yizkah V'Hashem, Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Mitzion Yisadecha, Yizkor Kol Nechosecha, V'yolatcha Yidash Nesela, Yitem lecha kilvodacha, v'chol atzatzacha yimalei,
Adonai Hoshia, Hamelech Yaneinu, Biyom Kareinu.
Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, Chapter 121. Shir Lama'alos, Esayinai Elaharim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Me'im Adonai, Hosei Shomayim Va'aret. Ayitei Mamut Raglacha, Ayanum Shomaracha. Ine lo yanum lo yishon shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomeracha, Adonai tzulcha al yad yiminacha. Yomam hashemesh lo yakecha v'yareyach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tizcha v'echa me'ata v'yad olam.
We move forward to Perek Kuf Lamed, Chapter 130.
Shir Hamalot, Mimamakim Krasicha Adonai, Adonai Shema Bikoli Tianaznecha Kashuvot Kol Tachanunai, Imabonot Tishmarya Adonai Miyamod, Imcha hasvicha, l'man tivarei. Tivisi Adonai kivisa nafshi, v'lidvarach alti.
Next line is the most powerful line. It's like the watchman. If you've ever been at a job, not the job at the OU. If you've ever been at a job and you're just waiting for it to be over, it's been a long day. That's what this line in Tehillim is saying. It's for waiting. We're waiting for the morning. That's how we're waiting to connect with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. We're yearning.
Nafshi l'Adonai mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai yachesed bar beimo pidus. Yehu yifes Yisrael mikol avonosav.
Now recite Achinu.
Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim batzara uvashivya, ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayavasha, ha'makom yirachim aleihem, v'yotzihem mitzara lirabacha, mi'afela liora, u'mishiva v'gula, hashta bagala uzman kariv, enomar amen.
To our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or in captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them. Lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, let us say, Amen. Continue with the Mishaberach, the Chayalei Tzahal, the incredible, brave soldiers of the IDF.
Mishaberach Avoseinu, Abraham Yitzchak V'Yakov, Yibarech es chaylis tzvagana Yisrael, v'adshe kochos habitachon, ha'omdim al mishvarteinu, l'arei Eloheinu, v'gvu alavonon v'yadibar v'tzrayim, v'min hayam hagadol, avavo harava v'chol makom shehem, v'yavasha v'avir v'yam, yitein Adonai es oyveinu, hakomim oleinu, v'gafim l'tneihem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'yatzil Es Chayaleinu Mikol Tzara V'tzuka Mikol Nega U'machala Yishlach Bracha V'yatzlacha B'chol Maseh Yideihem Yadver Soneinu Tachteihem Yatrim V'keter Yishua V'terech Yitachon Yakub Mehem HaKasuch Ki Adonai Eloichem Holeich Imachem Yilachem Lachem Eloichem Loshiyatchem V'nomar Amen.
Finally, we'll conclude with the Mishaberach, the Cholim. When I pause, please use it as an opportunity to insert the names
all those you know are in need of a refuah shalema, or suffering, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, using the name of the mother, but also just say it in English, Hashem knows who we're talking about.
Mishaberach Avoseinu, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, Yivarech es Acholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachlimam Lerapam Lachazkam Lachayasam Yishlach Lehem Mehira Refuah Shalema Min HaShemayim L'chol Aveihem L'chol Gideihem B'soch Shar Chalei Yisrael Refuah HaNefesh Refuah HaGuf Hashta Bagla Uzman Karib Benomar Amen.
And again, I want to thank Rabbi Joseph for joining us, and also want to thank our producer extraordinaire, Rebecca Levy, for all her help and all the coordination behind the scenes in getting the Tehillim call to where it is. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Chodesh Tov, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful and beautiful Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.